Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, as you heard there in the news bulletin, for 2 years the mystery of exactly what happened at Erin Patterson's dining table has gripped the world. Five people sat down to eat lunch at her home in rural Australia on the 29th of July 2023. Within a week, three would be dead, a fourth fighting for his life, and the fifth would be under investigation for intentionally poisoning her guests with wild mushrooms. Well, after a much-watched trial, Erin has now been found guilty of murdering three relatives and attempting to kill another. With the latest on this, I'm joined by Estelle Griepink, who's a reporter with 7 News Melbourne. Estelle, thank you so much for being with us. And as I said, this case has captured worldwide attention. Reporters, local people descending on the rural town of Morwell for the past 10 weeks. What has it been like there?
It has been nothing short of unbelievable to see the amount of media who have come to Morwell. It is a small town. It's not really a tourist destination, but local media, international media, documentary makers, podcasts, authors, and then not to mention a whole group of court watchers, just people who have taken weeks off work. Some people have attended almost every day of this trial, including the verdict, just because they are so captivated by this story. So something that's been really remarkable to witness and to report on as well.
And we were all wondering what was happening because it took the jury a very long time. I mean, almost a week to reach their verdict, but they eventually found Erin Patterson guilty on all charges. What can you tell us about what's happened?
Well, I think you're right when you say we were all wondering why it was taking such a long time. Today we were talking amongst the reporters saying, surely they'll come back with a question. You know, we were wondering, are they not going to be able to reach a decision? Because not only did they deliberate for 6 days straight, they also deliberated on a Saturday. So they opted to deliberate on a weekend, and then on Sundays they can't deliberate, but they have to be sequestered in a hotel. So they clearly really took this decision quite seriously. I was in the courtroom when Erin Patterson was brought back in and the jury announced that they had a verdict. And really, you could hear a pin drop. This has been such a highly anticipated verdict. It's a case that everyone in Australia, whether or not they watch the news or consume the news, they know about this case. And when those four guilty verdicts were read out, it was really quite a stunning moment. But Erin Patterson herself, who is now a convicted triple murderer, she just stared straight ahead. She really didn't show much emotion. And we were all looking very carefully to see if she might be emotional or have an outburst. But she just really was quite reserved. She didn't show much at all.
Mm-hmm. She was very calm in the moment. Now, she for 5 weeks sat there observing the evidence being heard in the court. But then on the 24th day of the trial, she did give her side of the story. What was that like that time?
I think we in the media were really stunned that she actually took the stand, because it is pretty rare in a murder trial for the accused to actually want to give evidence. And that really made this trial so much bigger than it already was, because you went from hearing evidence from other people to actually hearing it from her mouth. Now, Erin Patterson has long admitted that she lied about a lot of things in this case. You know, she poisoned her family members with mushrooms that she foraged, but during the investigation, and we even have it on camera when the police interviewed her, she said she never had foraged for mushrooms. She said she didn't own a dehydrator, even though there's CCTV of her disposing of the dehydrator that she used in these murders. So hearing it from herself and hearing her have to admit, I lied here and I lied there, I panicked, this was a knee-jerk reaction, I lied again, it was really compelling listening.
And Ian Wilkinson, he's the only man who survived that lunch outside of the convicted woman, of course. And he gave testimony as well. What did he say about that day on the 29th of July, 2023? I know they all noted, didn't they, that she had a different plate. Erin had a different plate to everybody else at the lunch.
Yes, I think that's some of the most memorable evidence in this case. And Ian Wilkinson was the one to give it, because he was the only person at the lunch who wasn't Erin who also survived. He's actually a local church pastor, so quite a reliable witness, you would think. And he said that he noticed, because the women, his wife and his sister-in-law, went up and said, do you need us to help you plate up the meal? We can bring things over to the table. And that's when he noted that the beef Wellingtons, these individual parcels, were four of them on grey plates, one of them on a smaller orange plate. And he said he noticed that, and there was also evidence that his wife noticed that. I think there was evidence that his wife, who did pass away, said to her son, "Is Aaron short of crockery? Because I noticed the plates were different colours." So definitely a bit of evidence that I think stood out to a lot of people at the time. And while we'll never know what actually convinced the jury that she was guilty, I think that was a pretty strong piece of evidence. Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a motive, do we? I mean, and it wasn't up to the prosecution to provide a motive for what happened. Aaron Patterson's ex-husband, he was supposed to be at that lunch, but he declined, or he backed out. Why did he not go?
He messaged her the night before and said he didn't feel comfortable coming. And it was quite a memorable text message because she responded and said, "I've spent a fortune on these beautiful beef-eye fillets. It's supposed to be a special meal. I really hope you'll change your mind." But it seems like that decision he made to pull out of the lunch has ultimately saved his life. And obviously here in Australia, everyone is wanting to hear from this estranged husband. You know, people are hoping to hear his side. Sure, he gave evidence in the trial, but now that his estranged wife, the mother of his children, has been found guilty, it certainly is an interview that a lot of people would be trying to get.
Mm-hmm. And we also heard, didn't we, that after the lunch, once they had eaten their beef Wellington and the mashed potatoes and the green beans, that Erin announced that she'd been diagnosed with cancer, didn't she?
Yes. Now, this is something that when it came to her evidence, she tried to dispute. So Ian Wilkerson, again, that sole survivor, he gave evidence that she said she'd been diagnosed with cancer. And in the opening arguments of this case, the prosecution said she faked having cancer to lure people to this lunch because some of the people invited, she wasn't very close to at all, so that may have been a way to get them to her home. But once she gave evidence in about week five of the trial, she said, "Oh, I didn't say I had cancer. I said I had a medical procedure coming up or I was unwell." She was saying to the jury that she actually had booked gastric bypass surgery and that she was embarrassed about having weight loss surgery. So she thought what she would do is try and get the family on her side and basically let them know that she had some sort of treatment coming up because she wanted help looking after her children.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just looking at this photograph of the Patterson home, which has these privacy screens outside now to protect, I assume, her children, her teenage children. They gave evidence, didn't they? They testified via a video link.
Yes, they gave pre-recorded evidence in videos that we call VAERS. The daughter is not even a teenager yet. She's quite young. It was quite, you know, striking to see this police interview where she was sitting on a chair. Her feet didn't even reach the floor and she was being asked some pretty serious questions about this incident that now has obviously changed her life forever. The son is in his teenage years, but we saw that even in Erin Patterson's evidence, she said, you know, maybe my children are mistaken. She even tried to cast doubt on the evidence that they gave, all part of these lies that she was telling.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier that she said she didn't have the dehydrator, which was used to treat the mushrooms before she used them in the beef Wellington. But then the prosecution had this perfectly clear CCTV video footage of her disposing of that same item.
Yes, exactly. So in the police interview, it was pretty good how the prosecution ran it, but they showed us a police interview where Erin Patterson was questioned, "Do you own a dehydrator?" And she said, "No, I've never had one. I might have a manual somewhere in my house, but no, I don't. And then they also were able to back that up with CCTV footage of Erin Patterson dropping the dehydrator off at the tip. Now, Erin Patterson then told the jury in her evidence that she panicked. At that point, she says that she was worried about losing custody of her children. She'd realised that maybe the meal she'd made had made people sick. But ultimately, I think that CCTV was a really strong part of the prosecution case.
Mm-hmm. And Estelle, what happens next? When will she be sentenced?
At this point, we're not sure. We know she has a court hearing in August, but at that point, that's just a mention, so a very brief hearing. She has to have a plea hearing or a pre-sentence hearing where victims can submit their victim impact statements, and then after that, we'd expect a sentence. But of course, we need to see if her legal team actually want to appeal this. In Victoria, they have 28 days to do so. We obviously tried to ask her defence team today if that's what they planned, but they didn't really want to play ball or speak to the media as they exited court.
Estelle, so good to talk to you. Thank you very much for bringing us all of the detail from that fascinating case in Australia. Estelle Griepink there, who's reporter with 7 News in Melbourne. Coming up, a new report claims Russia is grooming Ukrainian teenagers as spies for the Kremlin.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.